What do you think of the London Underground?
The London Underground has just celebrated its 150th anniversary. We asked a few people what they thought of it.
The Underground is great for doing a bit of people watching. In the morning, you get all the city types with their suits on. Then, during the day, you get lots of tourists, and at the weekend, there are families going to the museums and people going shopping. At night, the tube is full of interesting people going out to the theater, the cinema, or bars and clubs.
I'm not a big fan of the Underground. Okay, it's really convenient, but it's just so crowded in rush hour. Sometimes you really have to push to get in, and it gets so hot, especially in the summer. There's no air conditioning, and sometimes it's like being in a sauna. Last July, someone fainted in a carriage that I was in.
I love travelling by tube. I sit there with my e-reader, and my 45-minute journey goes by in no time. Some days, when I'm tired, I might doze off, but I normally use the time to read a book. The line I take is normally quite quiet, especially as I travel first thing in the morning when most people are still getting up. If you don't fancy reading, you can listen to music or watch a film on your iPad.
Getting the Underground in the morning or after work is a nightmare. It's just full of people pushing and shoving in the unbearable heat. These days, I either walk into work or get the bus. As far as I'm concerned, the bus is great, especially if you get a seat at the front and top of a double-decker. It's so much better than being stuck in a dark tunnel with a load of grumpy people.
The Underground is definitely the best way to get around the city. It's fast and reliable, so you can time your journey perfectly. If I went to work by bus or car, it'd take an hour, but on the Underground it takes about a third of the time. Apart from that, I really like all the unexpected things down there. The buskers, the poems on posters, the mice running along the tracks. It's fascinating.